People in Switzerland voting in a referendum have rejected a proposal to accelerate the country's exit from nuclear energy with a strict timetable. Stefan Boss reports.
The outcome of Sunday's referendum on nuclear energy came as a setback for Switzerland's Green Party. A yes vote would have limited the reactor's lifespan to 45 years. That would have meant the closure of three of the Alpine nation's five nuclear plants next year, with the last shutting in 2029. However, after the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan, the Swiss government only adopted a gradualist approach towards transitioning the country to renewable energy by 2050. It said nuclear plants should continue to operate as long as they are deemed safe, but it refused to set a precise timetable as demanded by the Greens. The government said it needs time to switch to other sources, such as wind, solar and biomass energy. And official results showed that most voters supported that argument. Only six of Switzerland's 26 states backed the nuclear shutdown plan. The five plants currently generate almost 40% of the country's electricity. Under Switzerland's direct democracy system, proposals need support from both a majority of the country's cantons or states and of the national vote to pass. While environmentalists have expressed concern about nuclear energy, business leaders and the government say shutting plants down too quickly could lead to power shortages and raise reliance on fossil fuels. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.